It was dusk, the end of one year before the beginning of another. According to some, the end of one millennium before the dawn of a new one. I was world weary, but not, I would like to make this very clear, joyless. But just for the moment, I was tired of being me. Quite on purpose, I'd become lost. I travelled down back streets I didn't know in a neighbourhood I barely recognised. Some of the languages spoken were different from my own. Outside the entrance to a basement internet cafe, I resolved with a calm certainty that this would be my last night. By morning, I'd be gone. Before I left, however, I determined to write to some old friends and one or two new ones. It would be an appropriate gesture, and one I hoped not thought ironic or flippant, to dispatch some last emails to loved ones. And to those I had yet to love. I would recall some episodes in my life. My name was Luther Blissett. And there were a few things to explain.
Luther Blissett.
Yeah, which Luther Blissett are we talking about? To tell you the truth, he looks a little bit like what Chairman Mao would have looked like if he'd been a sort of greasy 50s hoodlum in a leather jacket.
Now, after so many things that have happened, the truth, in a way, can be told, because it will just be lost among all the other truths and lies that circulate about Blissett.
Luther Blissett.
Luther Blissett.
Who is Luther Blissett?
Who is Luther Blissett? That's a very complex question.
Luther Blissett? Well...
yeah, which Luther Blissett are we talking about?
In effetti, non esiste l'individuo.
There is, in fact, no such individual as Luther Blissett.
Dear friends and others, some of you knew me. Some of you knew my name but didn't know me. But believe me, I have lived broadly and deeply, if not for long.
A footballer from Watford who played for AC Milan in the early 80s, and he was called Luther Blissett, and for his sins he's still alive and kicking.
From Richard Walker. Subject, Luther Blissett. Thanks for your email to the club. Unfortunately, we won't be able to arrange for you to speak to Luther Blissett.
they initially took the name from a black British footballer called Luther Blissett, who had a disastrous season at Milan and became a hero or a symbol of heroic failure in Italy.
The reserve team have a fixture this week for which Luther will be preparing. Further, the use of his name is not uncommon. An Italian separatist group used it for around 10 years, shortly after he left AC Milan. So he has spoken on the subject before and would rather not get involved with commenting anymore. All the best, Richard.
None of the people who started it were into football, or probably they just opened a newspaper and picked up a name at random.
A multiple identity of mysterious origins that first surfaced in Italy in the mid-90s, Luther Blissett has maintained a viral presence ever since. Multiple names are connected to radical theories of play, writer Stuart Home observed in the Festival of Plagiarism back in 1988. The idea is to create an open situation for which no one in particular is responsible. Some proponents of the concept also claim that it is a way to practically examine and break down Western philosophic notions of identity, individuality, value, and truth. As the Italian punk band Class Criminale sing, "You are me, I am you. Without names, everybody's free. If they don't recognise us, they won't imprison us."
There was a very early reported case of a bunch of young Italian kids who were stopped for travelling on a train without tickets, and when they were asked to identify themselves, they all gave the name Luther Blissett, and even when hauled into court, the four of them actively maintained that that was their name. And I think this was one of the first kind of overground reported cases of a Luther Blissett sighting.
My work is dangerous. My work is dangerous. The people who started the project were a group who were connected to left communist ideas and activism, but who also wanted to work in a cultural context. And they were very aware of previous attempts to create multiple name projects. And one of the problems that had dogged the projects is that the people who'd launched a particular multiple identity became very much associated with that identity, so they very cleverly remained anonymous and remained in the background of their project, and they created a myth around Luther Blissett about how the name was created.
My work is dangerous. My work is dangerous.
Der Spiegel really kind of upped the ante a couple of years back by suggesting that the author of the book Q, which was actually four individuals writing under the name of Luther Blissett, was in fact Umberto Eco, the semiologist and author of The Name of the Rose. This led to all kinds of fascinating speculation about whether Umberto Eco was now part of some devious ultra-left-wing plot, or whether he was covering up his own involvement with Berlusconi and the Italian Freemasons. That kind of spin, that kind of vortex of ideas, I think is possibly an attempt by the media to come to terms with the Blissett phenomenon, but in fact spinning it into strange new vortices of meaning.
My work is dangerous. My work is dangerous.
As Luther Blissett, the media sometimes deliberately misrepresented my work, but there is plenty of evidence of my multidisciplinary career. I exhibited at the 1995 Venice Biennale. My novel Q sold more than 60,000 copies, and informational books like Mind Invaders are also very popular. I give great thanks to my loyal readers and misreaders. Please, friends, I hope you never forget this. When you want to know about me, always go to the source. Never believe the media. I recommend www.lutherblissett.net.
The main point was that if you wanted to have an effect on the media, it was much easier to do it using a collective name. In that way, the media would perceive like something was happening, and this name became something more larger than life, like an instant mythology.
Last Friday, a 13-year-old boy was sent home from a public school computer camp on account of his unusual demeanour and his failure to follow the dress code. After the school padlocked the boy's pants because he was sagging, he told reporters that his name was Luther Blissett and that his mother's name was Luther Blissett. And on behalf of all the Luther Blissetts around the world, he asked that if inclined to do so, they also padlock their pants.
Luther Blissett.
Luther Blissett becomes famous. The word fame is derived from the Latin term for rumour.
D. Luther Blissett.
I don't know who you are, but I know your name. You know my name, but you don't know who I am. Ah, oh, ah, ooh, ah, ah. Hoo, ah, hoo, ooh. Hi, ooh.
I nomi, come tutte le parole, sono arbitrari.
Names, like all words, are arbitrary.
Who is Luther Blissett?
Well, I think one of the earliest ones is obviously Santa Claus, which is a very popular multiple identity in a lot of Western countries.
Luther Blissett is a multitude, as well as a decentered subject.
His name is everywhere.
But the Dadaists, the Berlin Dadaists, in the early part of the 20th century had a project where anyone could pay them 60 marks to become Jesus Christ. So they had all these different people who were Jesus Christ upon payment of a small fee.
Have you thought of changing your name?
And if you go back to the 70s, there was an art project for a lot of people to use the name Klaus Oldenburg. And then following on from that, in the late 70s, some people involved with the Neos movement decided that everyone should be this open pop star called Monty Kansin. So there were a lot of people used the name Monty Kansin through the 80s. And partly in response to that, I was one of the people involved in suggesting that perhaps we ought to have a female name for a multiple identity, because we found there were more men getting involved than women. So there was from 1985, there's a lot of people using the name Karen Elliott as a multiple identity.
My life has been open to chance and change, but once I met a young man who was also a young woman.
Ah, I'm Karen Elliott. I live in Adelaide. Now, how am I gonna?
Don't worry, we're in the same boat. When was it you became Karen Elliott?
Well, I think I first became Karen Elliott in 97, yeah.
Are you a transsexual?
No. I'm cross-gender.
Yes. Are there many Karen Elliotts?
Yes, it's been used by lots and lots of people across the world. You can become Karen Elliott just by calling yourself Karen Elliott. Whoever wants to become Karen Elliott just takes on that role and in a continuum.
I think having an open name does question originality, and it opens up a whole lot of questions about identity whether that's in the kind of art world where the name has been used, or in the music world, or whether that's in the world of political activism. It's asking people to concentrate on the effects of what they do, and is not at all interested in putting a kind of individual signature on specific actions or works.
Well, in fact, everyone is Karen Elliott, but not everyone knows it yet.
Who is Luther Blissett?
Luther Blissett? Well, Luther Blissett... Well, he's you, really. He's everyone, he's all of us. We're all Luther Blissett, united.
Cybernet overload. How the Luther Blissett name entered the sort of media net, as it were, I think is really the key to its success. By the mid-90s, the internet was pretty much locked into place as a communications network, and I think that without the kind of websites and search engines that were used to communicate almost on a molecular level, I don't think the Luther Blissett phenom would have spread as rapidly or as probingly as it did.
LUTHERBLISSETT.net.
In an internet kind of society, it's just part of the way things work, because if you write, if you do things through the internet, you can use any name and identity become blurred anyway.
Noi siamo tutti nomi e tutte le cose.
We are all names and all things.
L'individualità realizzata collettivamente è abbandonata.
Individuality collectively realized and abandoned.
I am Spartacus. No, 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 I am Spartacus.
Okay, we'll crucify the lot of you.
In the springtime of 1995, some Roman psychogeographers started their local version of Radio Blissett on a leftist station, Radio Città Futura. On June the 17th, at 2:10, a listener phoned Radio Blissett and suggested to occupy and divert a night bus. Luther chose the number 30 line and exhorted the audience to gather at a bus stop in Piazza del Verano. Joyful people, informed by the radio, came aboard at any stop. The diverters bought only one ticket because they all shared the same open identity, that of Luther Blissett. Luther was in touch with the studio by cellular phone. At that point, a cop shot three times up in the air. The riot and the shootout were picked up by Luther's phone, heard in the studio and broadcast. About 10 Luthers were taken to the police station, where they were charged with seditious rally and outrage resistance and aggression to a public officer.
No, when you've got cops firing over your head at an illegal rave, you know, in the name of Luther Blissett, no, it's not funny anymore. It does indicate the fact that it's, you know, when you start messing around with identities, when you start creating these kind of zones of freedom around a name, then sooner or later you are going to come up against someone who doesn't see the joke.
Other actions of Luther Blissett were more serious in nature. So narrowing the scope and the meaning of the Luther Blissett project to refer to it only as a prank. I mean, Luther Blissett has always been involved with the countercultures around the world, or battles like, you know, the Seattle movement. And it's always present when something like this is taking shape. Groups of Blissett will be there.
Luther Blissett is not a teamwork identity as reported by the journalists. Rather, it's a multiple single. The Luther Blissetts don't exist. Only Luther Blissett exists.
Anyone can be Luther Blissett simply by adopting the name.
You could describe Luther Blissett as a collective phantom, and people are very much engaging with Luther Blissett as a collective project.
We're all Luther Blissett, united.
What does your name mean to you?
Well, although I have spent long days and nights working hard on new ways to transgress the geographies of daily life, I was only one ageless and anonymous writer. My individuality was realized collectively. Then it was abandoned. I had a book called Labyrinths by the Argentine writer Jorge Luis Borges. I copied this from it. Whatever one man does, it is as if all men did it. Perhaps Schopenhauer was right. I am all other men. Any man is all men. I like the sound of that.
Hi, you. I'm everyone.
The Sufis recite their own names, or the 99 divine names, until they become meaningless. I long to travel that path.
Ultimately, he has to become meaningless. He has to, I mean, this is the fascinating thing. I mean, the idea of Luther Blissett becoming famous is, if you like, a cultural tautology. He becomes everywhere and nowhere.
Later tonight, as the crowds mill about in streets and plazas, I will, as they say, cut straight to the substance of emotional identity. The stomach. I have prepared carefully. I'll leave without regret, satisfied I've done everything that's necessary.
The Luther Blissett Project will have an afterlife in whatever form occurs. I don't think it's something to particularly worry about. I think it's very positive that the core group of people who'd committed themselves to Luther Blissett as a project have decided to leave it alone and to let whatever happens to it happen to it. You know, it's a very fantastically inspiring example of a kind of cultural activism that a lot of people could look at. And who knows what someone might take from that and what they might make of that. You know, Luther Blissett will now become huge in Indonesia.
I enjoy the company of others. I've always refused to be limited to just one life. Just one name.
The seppuku is not the end of Luther Blissett. It is the beginning of a new phase. A new way of using his face and name. For those who will commit it, Blissett's suicide will consist in giving up that signature and moving on to new conflicts.
Iniziare il millennio con un seppuku. Il suicidio rituale è l'ultimo estremo darsi alla macchia dell'eroe popolare. Un colpire per sottrazione. Dare spazio a nuovi stili, molteplici rinascite. Consiglio, scrate nell'arte della guerra. Colpite, persorate nell'arte della guerra. A terra, la spada. Combattete senza spada, date spazio a nuovi stili, colpite. Iniziate il millennio con un seppuku.
And so to end, my friends, some thoughts I've had for some time. The psychic war has only just begun. The Pacific Rim is the future. And it looks so bright that I gotta wear shades. Make me draw a route which I've never imagined. Follow me now. Thanks for everything. I'll see you all soon. Yours, whenever, Luther Blissett.